We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are able to catch up with Bill Romanowski after all, and it's good to talk to him today where there's so much going on in the NFL. Bill, good to have you on, man. The San Diego Chargers are moving to L.A. The Raiders may move to Vegas. What do you think of the damage that is being done, possibly, in two great West Coast cities?
You know, it's unfortunate because I do believe that the Raiders belong in Oakland. And so, you know, I hate to see that happen. I also think San Diego... the Chargers belong in San Diego, but, you know, it hasn't worked out that way. And it looks like, you know, Oakland couldn't put a deal together for the Raiders, and Las Vegas has got a deal on the table sitting literally on a silver platter ready to take it.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know what happened at that meeting in New York yesterday, but I wonder if Mark Davis didn't say, okay, Dean Spanos isn't going to L.A.? I am. Forget Vegas. It sounds good to me after all. And I'll tell you, the Raiders belong in Vegas, or not at all. If they had to go somewhere else, at least L.A. makes sense. For there to be two teams in L.A., neither of them be the Raiders, just... I don't know what the NFL's doing to itself, Bill. A couple of years ago, people asked, what could it do to hurt its popularity? How about piss off the entire West Coast? Start there. That might be a good place to start damaging your own popularity.
Well, you know what? I somewhat agree with that, but L.A. needs a team, and they can handle two teams. And if either of those teams can start winning and putting a good product out on the field, I think L.A. will rock, and they'll start enjoying football again. And you know what, Damon? I always like to look at the glass half full. And for some reason, Mark wants to keep this team in Oakland, but Oakland does not want to do what it needs to do to keep the team in Oakland. So he really has no choice to basically allow this team to compete with the rest of the NFL. He has to be able to move the team to a place where he can get a big-time stadium and a really nice package.
You know, I hear you, but I just watched the 49ers go from Candlestick, which didn't provide enough revenue, and three NFC title games into a stadium that's built only for revenue, and they've turned into a perennial loser. He hasn't had a new stadium, and the Raiders are 12-4. So, I mean, you know, I don't think you need a new stadium to be a better team. You're a better team right now, and let's turn our attention to that here with Bill Romanowski. I was listening to most of your football hour yesterday, and I heard you react to the change at offensive coordinator. After a day to think about it, Bill, are you still as surprised as we are that they let Musgrave go?
Yeah, I'm beyond surprised. I'm kind of shocked. And our offense kept the Oakland Raiders competitive this year and basically put them into the playoffs. And yeah, you know, the players did it, but Bill Musgrave had a big part of that, and I believe he will be missed.
Is this defense Jack Del Rio's or Ken Norton's? If it's really Jack's, maybe that's why he didn't feel it right to let Ken Norton go or upgrade there. Or maybe he's keeping Ken Norton Jr. around as a scapegoat. I thought all of the throbbing sore points on the team were on the defensive side of the ball this year, and it's just a weird way to go about business.
Well, you know what you have, Damon, is you have some excuses on defense. And to me, if I'm Ken Norton, I'm basically and Jack Del Rio, and I'm looking at the talent out there on defense. They stepped up last year, and they solidified the offense, and Derek Carr grew and matured, you know, to another level defensively. You know, with Alden Smith not coming back, I think that was a big hurt. Really hurt the team. And Mario Edwards Jr. being hurt most of the year really hurt the team. Those two players right there could have made a difference in the playoffs.
Bill Romanowski here on the Damon Bruce Show. Again, I was listening to you do the football hour, and you said after that you might get on your phone and do a little prying around the Shanahans in terms of gauging Mike's or Kyle's interest in head coaching openings. But guess what? There's only one opening left, and it's the 49ers. They've slow played the market, leaving the guys who are still in the playoffs available to them and them alone because everyone else has made a hire now. So, you know, this could be Josh McDaniels. This could be Kyle Shanahan. Did you get to do any probing, Bill, through your contacts and learn anything about what might happen?
Yeah, you know, I've done some probing, and both those choices, I think, are the two top choices right now. That's kind of what I have heard, but you never know with Jed, and he could go a different direction. But I like, if I had to choose, they're both great football coaches. You know, I think one would have a better chance at rebuilding, and that would be Josh, although I think Kyle would be, he's a young, great mind, and if his dad was ever able to come along and help in the front office, I think that would be a powerful combination.
Yeah, I tell you, I think McDaniels might be the right choice if it were just him and him alone, because he's so scheme dynamic. It's like you got a different New England Patriots team every single week. Sometimes they're a double tight end team. Sometimes we're going to throw the ball 55 times team. Sometimes we're going to run the ball 40 times team. Like, he really knows how to coach a whole bunch of different guys in a whole bunch of different styles. And that, to me, is very appealing if it were up to me to make the decision.
Well, I think also a lot of that comes from Belichick.
Oh, sure.
That combination is with a phenomenal quarterback, but you saw what they did when they lost Brady. It's almost like they didn't miss a beat, Damon.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have seen that in Oakland when we lost our quarterback, but we didn't.
No, not even close. Bill, thank you. We're at the end of the hour. We got to run, man. Appreciate your time. Thanks as always.
Take care, Damon.
There we go. Finally caught up with Bill. Glad that we did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.